Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over unders to cash in. Head over to prizepicks.com and use a promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use a promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up and bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at sobet.io/SGPN. That's sobet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and free podcasts. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. To get my additional content, check out my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. I'm currently riding a 28-1 run on my max plays of one unit. That's 28-1 on one unit max plays across the last 2 weeks. I was 25-0. I dropped a lock here on Scommessa Italia on Atalanta. That took me to 25-1. But I bounced back with three winners in a row, landing a lock on a fight show, landing a lock on the European show, and landing my NFL lock this week on the Buffalo Bills. So I've bounced back to 28-1. That is my best run ever on one unit plays. Had you been a part of lockbetting.com at the start of the month of December, you would have made a windfall of cash as we head towards our 103rd month in a row of transparent track profit. Join lockbetting.com in the new year. Make it your New Year's resolution to make money at lockbetting.com, as that will be our attempt to go for 104 months in a row of transparent track profit. That means for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting, and we are well on our way to 9 years in a row over at lockbetting.com. Moving on to this midweek Serie A card, we begin with the 5:30 kickoff today between Udinese and Salernitana, where Udinese are the 1-3 minus 300 favourites. It's 9-2 here on the draw, and it's 19-2 here on Salernitana. Salernitana are on their way down. They are overmatched here in this league, and I like Udinese to add to the misery here with a win. And obviously, there's no value at the 1-3 minus 300. So I would be adding Udinese to win to nil here. So Udinese with a clean sheet. That gives you the plus money price of plus 120, 6-5 UK price. Salernitana have a horrendous record and they are not scoring goals either at the moment. So they are losing a lot of games without scoring a goal. They're winless in 9 matches, losing 8 and scoring just 1 goal. The visitors have scored the fewest goals in Serie A and also creating the lowest number of chances, the lowest number of expected goals. Udinese have 2 4-0 wins and an impressive draw with AC Milan since the new boss came in interim and took interim charge. So I like Udinese to win this one comfortably here with a clean sheet. And I think there's value here at 6-5 plus 120 on Udinese to win this to nil. Up next, we look at the team that did let us down and did end our lot record. It is Atalanta. They travel to Genoa tonight, where they are the 2-5 favourites to win the game. Best price 4-9 is available in some places. It's 17-4 here on the draw, and Genoa are the 13-2 underdogs. I like the bounce back spot here for Atalanta. They just got caught chasing the game. They had a bad start. They got back into the game. They got it to 2-1 and then they were chasing the game and Roma just picked them off, as Mourinho's sides have been able to do whilst Mourinho was an elite manager. Obviously, you could argue he's not at this point as he's come down to Roma, but I think he's doing a pretty decent job keeping them in Champions League contention. Ultimately, I do think the current top four will be the teams that go through. And in Atalanta's case, I don't think they have to worry about qualifying for the Champions League. I do think they have to worry about putting together a league title campaign, because they were one of the favourites to challenge this year and they're well positioned to challenge. They made a strong start and they've gone on a good run, but they did slip over a banana peel against Roma. This is a team that do come good in the latter part of the season, but they need to win games like this to put themselves in that position. And I think this is a win for them here today as they look to continue their best away record in the league, where they have won 8 and drawn just 1, and that was at table topping Inter on the road this season. Genoa without a league win at home all season, losing 5 of 8 and averaging 2 goals conceded per game. So if Atalanta can hit a couple of goals here, they should win it. Genoa have lost their last 4 league matches and have won 1 of their 7 games under Shevchenko so far. So I think this one will be a home win. I think you could make a case for adding Atalanta on the Asian handicap line, but just be wary. Atalanta are conceding goals to everybody. So it wouldn't surprise me to see Genoa contributing towards the scoring here. Therefore, Atalanta and over 2.5s is probably a better play. But either way, I just don't see Atalanta losing today. I think this will be a game that will feature goals, with Atalanta and the more potent attack definitely coming out on top in this one. The final game from today is Juve at home to Cagliari, where Juve are the 1-5 favourites to win it. You can get a 2-9 if you shop around. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 16-1 here on Cagliari. For me, this is a straightforward Juve win with a clean sheet. That's something that they've done regularly this season, although not regularly enough, because they are well out of contention to win the Serie A title this season. Juve have won 5 of their last 7 Serie A games. All of those victories were accompanied by a clean sheet, and they have more Serie A clean sheets than everyone in the league other than Inter Milan and Napoli. Cagliari are winless in 10 league games and have recorded back-to-back 4-0 defeats coming into this one. They have failed to win on their travels all season and have failed to score on 5 of their last 6 road trips. And Cagliari have earned just 1 point against top half opposition all season. So this should be a routine win for Juventus, and I think that's what it will be, and I don't think they'll concede a goal en route to this victory. So Juve to nil here, which is available at 4-5 widely. If you shop around, you can get 5-6 minus 120 on this play. Up next, we move over to Wednesday's slate and we look at Sassuolo at home to Bologna, where Sassuolo are the even money favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 12-5 here on Bologna. Sassuolo are one of the hardest teams to work out, not just in Italy, but all of Europe. They're so inconsistent. They've had some very, very strong away wins so far this season, and they slip up against poor calibre opposition at home. And you could make a case for them slipping up here against Bologna, but I'm going to take the gamble on Sassuolo to continue winning. In fact, I'm going to err on the side of caution and just simply say that Sassuolo score two goals here in this game. So I'm going to go for Sassuolo over 1.5 team goals. If they concede two or three or do anything stupid and somehow throw this game away or get held to a draw, you don't have to worry about it because you cash as soon as they find the net on two occasions. Sassuolo have scored two goals or more in each of their last seven Serie A games. And they come up against a team who are freely conceding goals here. Only six Serie A teams have conceded more than Bologna, who have conceded 31. And away from home, Bologna have conceded on average over two goals per game so far this season. So good supporting data there for Sassuolo to score a couple of goals. That's available at 10 to 11. You don't need to worry about any money line cash here. All you need is for this team to score you a couple of goals against a team who defend poorly. And then you don't have to worry about them getting the 3 points because they are difficult to read. They are unreliable, but they are also very, very good because they have picked up some very high quality away wins against the likes of Milan and Juventus. And they were on their way to another away win against Fiorentina at the weekend, but were pegged back to a 2-2 draw. We saw both sides of Sassuolo in that game. We saw the outright inconsistencies that they have. But here, you don't have to worry about that. If they go two up in this game, you've cashed and you don't have to worry about another comeback against Sassuolo. So Sassuolo, over 1.5 goals, over 1.5 team total is your play. And that's available at 10 to 11 minus 110 in this one. Up next, we look at Venezia at home to Lazio, where Lazio are the 10 to 11 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 3-1 on Venezia. You never really want to be on Lazio away from home. That's not their forte. But coming up against this Venezia team, even Lazio are backable. En route to this Lazio win, I think there will be goals. Both teams have scored in each of Venezia's last four matches and each of Lazio's last four Serie A games. Over 2.5 goals are featured in seven of Lazio's last away league games and in all of their last six Serie A matches. And Lazio's win at Sampdoria in early December was their first win away from home since the opening day. So it is difficult to see them getting back-to-back wins, but I think this is a team they can definitely do it against. I'm going to take Lazio on the money line, and you can feel free to tack on over 2.5 goals or both teams to score. Or as a separate player, you can take both teams to score along with the over 2.5 goals, which is surprisingly being offered up at plus money at the price of 11-10. Up next, we look at Inter Milan at home to Torino, where Inter Milan are the 1-3 favourites. It's 9-2 here on the draw, and it's 9-1 here on Torino. Inter Milan look like they're on their way to retaining their Serie A title. A lot was made at the start of the season about the fact that they lost some key players. You know about the Eriksen situation in the Euros with that heart condition. He's not permitted to play in Serie A. We know Lukaku went to Chelsea for big money, and we know Hakimi ended up going to Paris Saint-Germain. These are three key players that are important for Inter Milan, but they've managed to cope without them, and they are well on their way to winning the league once again. I feel they'll win here in this game against Torino, and they'll be convinced again, as I feel they won't concede yet again. Inter Milan have won five consecutive Serie A games to nil as part of a 10-match unbeaten run in the league. Inter have conceded just six goals at home this season, which is the joint best record in Serie A. And this Torino side have scored fewer goals on their travels than any other side in Serie A, managing just four goals in eight away trips. So Inter Milan are definitely a moneyline piece here at minus 300, 1-3. I'll be looking at them on money lines, but Inter Milan to nil and still getting that at plus money, that represents some seriously good value. So that's what I'm going to take. It's Inter Milan to win to nil here, and that's available at 6-5 plus 120 here in this one. Up next, we look at the team that killed my one unit run. They also killed my lock run here on the SGP. It is AS Roma, managed by Jose Mourinho. They come up against Sampdoria, where they are only the 3-5 favourites to win. It's 16-5 to draw, and it's 5-1 on Sampdoria. This is a testament to the really, really good run that Sampdoria have been in that's got them out of trouble. They were looking like a team that were going to get relegated, but they've gone on a really, really good run. And I think that now they appear to be safe. But this could be a letdown spot for them. And this could be a game where Roma build off the back of their win against Atalanta. This is the type of game that they do need to win if they do want to be in Champions League contention. Ultimately, as I said earlier on in the show, I don't think they'll get there. But I do think they'll win games like this because they do tend to beat bottom half teams in the league at home. Both teams have netted in each of Sampdoria's last six games. So this could be a game that features goals. Roma and both teams to score as a play is available at 23-10 here. If you feel like adding a little bit more value and not taking them at 3-5 here on the money line. They come into this with back-to-back wins after hammering Atalanta 4-1 and they have won six of their nine home league games so far this season. Sampdoria have scored 12 goals in eight away matches, more than European challengers Lazio and Fiorentina. But I think here they'll come unstuck. I think ultimately, if this is a game with goals, I definitely see Jose Mourinho's men scoring the lion's share and coming away with 3 points here in this game. So Roma on the money line will be my play, but lots of supporting data there to add goals to your selection. So Roma over 2.5 goals could be a way to go here in this one. Up next, we have Verona at home to Fiorentina, where Verona are the 9-5 underdogs. It's 12-5 on the draw and it's 13-10 on Fiorentina. Sassuolo getting a draw away to Fiorentina is a really good result for Sassuolo and a disappointing result for Fiorentina. But the way the cookie crumbled, you look at things very, very differently. Fiorentina are looked as a team who came back from 2-0 down and therefore deserve praise for that comeback. And they'll be bolstered off the back of that comeback, whereas Sassuolo will be going into their game against Bologna let down, despite the fact that when you look at that game pre-match, Fiorentina not winning was disappointing for them and Sassuolo getting anything was a good result for them. But the way it all played out, Fiorentina will be the ones coming into this one with the motivational boost. I think that this is a tough spot though. Verona have had a very, very good season. They have overperformed. And I think the only thing that you can guarantee here is goals. I do lean Fiorentina to come away with the points. Verona have lost their last three games and have won just one of their six in all competitions. So they are experiencing a dip right now. Fiorentina are unbeaten in their last four Serie A matches and they have scored 12 goals in that run. And I think that extra firepower will get them over the line here in this game. They are led up top with Dusan Vlahovic, who is now clear at the top of the Serie A scoring charts. He has now also netted in six straight Serie A games. So with him up top and Fiorentina firing at the moment, I will back them here in this spot. Because Verona's early start has been somewhat cancelled out by their poor run at the moment. And I think Fiorentina are playing this team at the right time to walk away with the points and continue their own unbeaten run here in this spot. Final two games, we look at AC Milan travelling to Empoli. This is 7:45 tomorrow UK time, where Milan are the 4-5 favourites to pick up a win. They're in a bounce back spot here off the back of a defeat at home to Napoli. It's 14-5 here on the draw and it's 3-1 here on Empoli. Milan's away form this season has been strong and I think this is a good spot here for them to bounce back and go into the Christmas period with 3 points. Although Empoli at the moment could represent a more difficult task than usual. This is due to the fact that they have gone unbeaten in six matches and have lost just one of their last nine and have earned a number of big wins this season over the big boys in Italy. So this is not an easy game for AC Milan, but my gut handicapping here just tells me that they do get themselves a win and go into that Christmas period with 3 points here off the back of winning a difficult game away to Empoli. Final game we're going to look at here, and this is a final fixture we are going to cover this year on Scamessa Italia, because after this Scamessa Italia will be on a break because Serie A go on to their winter break. And the last game we'll look at here is Napoli at home to Spezia. Napoli are the 1-4 favourites to win it. It's 5-1 here on the draw and it's 10-1 here on Spezia. You can make a case for parlaying Atalanta and Juve together on Tuesday, and you can make a case for parlaying Inter and Napoli together on Wednesday. I think these are four teams that do come away with victories in Serie A without too much difficulty across this match day. It's just a case of how you bet Napoli individually. I'm going to go for Napoli to cover a Asian handicap here in this one of -1.5. That gives you the price of 5-6 -120. This position Zia team are winless in 7 games, losing 5 of them, and have not won on the road since mid-September. And only Salernitana have conceded more than the 39 goals that they have shipped this season, with a massive 27 of those being conceded in their away matches. 9 away matches, 27 goals. That's an average of 3 goals per game conceded on the road. Despite their injury woes, Napoli got a big upset win against AC Milan on Sunday, and their record of 6 home wins in 9 remains one of the best records in Serie A. So I'm going to take them here to win this game, even with players missing. They're going to get a lot of those back after the winter period, and I feel like Napoli do get the win here against Spezia that they need. I think they'll cover the Asian handicap line, but as I said, much like Inter Milan earlier on Wednesday, they are a decent parlay piece, as I think Inter, Napoli, Atalanta and Juve all sail to comfortable wins here on this match day. Closing out with your lock on the show. Well, it's Christmas, so I'm going to close out with a double lock, and I've alluded to both here on this show. Your Tuesday lock is going to be on Atalanta and Juve. I think this is a comfortable game for Juve at home, the type of game they should win easily. And I like Atalanta in this bounce back spot off the loss against Roma. That parlay collectively pays 73 to 100. So a £73 profit there for a £100 stake. And your Wednesday parlay is going to be on Inter Milan 1-3, Napoli at 5-19, best price. That one pays out at 17-25. So you'll get a £68 profit there for a £100 bet. So once again, your double locks on this final Scommessa Italia of 2021. On Tuesday, Atalanta and Juventus. And then on Wednesday, Inter Milan and Napoli. That's it for Scommessa Italia and Serie A for 2021. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.